You want to report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two cents is long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blends. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught to I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily. Mwah.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode of the Ember of the Truth with your girl, Miss Truth.
Hey, your boy Blaze. What up, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? You missed us. We here.
What's the vibes? We back in the building. We took a week off. It was a holiday.
I hope everybody enjoyed their Memorial Weekend and whatnot.
Hope oh, I was got drunk lit. As shit. I ain't even gonna hold it. Turned the fuck down. Turned the fuck should. Up and then turned the fuck down. We went up and we went down.
That's what that Don Julio do to you.
Listen, I didn't have Don Julio. I had 1800.
Oh, yeah. See, you tweaking.
I'm not following the Don Julio wave. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not a wave. I'm not following
it. It's a wave.
It's the wave for the people.
It's the trend.
That everybody wants to drink that now.
And the 1942 shots. You seen the little shot bottles?
Oh, yeah, the little shot bottles.
The little
yeah.
nips or yeah. whatever. Man. $10 for that shit? You bugging the fuck out.
I'm not doing that. I'm good. That shit, that drink not even all that anyway.
You can get you a, next. Add like $2-3 more, you can get you a barefoot Moscato.
That? Or you get a
or you
nice
can get you a Stella
Jose
Rose.
Quavo or...
Jose Quavo?
Hell yeah.
No Migos over here, B.
Listen.
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Listen, man, listen. You don't bite the thing, man.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Follow every liquor.
Jose
every liquor
you about to get your Sprite. Don't good. Even do Jose
it's like
Quavo.
That. Have bugging. You had that double XL shit everybody no. been drinking too?
No. No, I have not, but I'm going to try it.
Ah, yeah, let me know. I feel like it's full of shit. It's shit, but...
Let's see what happens, man.
We'll see. Everybody talking about you gotta mix it, or you drink
I'm
it
I'm not
straight.
Mixing it. I mean, listen, I mix my wine with just a shot of tequila. That's just my little thing. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, just to give it a little kick. So if I have me a little cup, you know what I'm saying? Throw a little, just a splash, just a little wow. Throw it in the cup. You know what I'm saying? Spice it up just a little bit. You don't got to OD. You don't got to do half and half. You can just mix it up a little bit. Just to give your wine just a little kick, ladies and gents.
You dangerous.
That's a little tip from Miss True Sess.
You dangerous.
That's what's in my cup all summer. Wine,
she's a dangerous
splash of tequila.
Human being, and that's just that. You mix a wine with a shot of tequila.
What? I'm trying to understand.
What's wrong with you?
What you mean?
You trying to, like, you trying to...
The wine is the chaser, basically.
No, you spiking your drink.
I'm not spiking my drink.
You're spiking a good wine. Like,
listen,
what's wrong with you?
Listen, sometimes you need a little kick into it. Right. And sometimes you need to kick it up a notch.
Oh, okay.
All right, so how was your Memorial? You was out shaking your ass for cash, right?
No. I didn't do nothing for Memorial weekend.
Oh, that was this weekend.
I was working.
That was this weekend you was out here shaking your ass for cash.
Nah, I wasn't doing nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're trying to promote or what you think.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I'm just asking.
No. I worked Memorial Weekend and relaxed. Out. You worked as well because we was all at work.
Did we work on Memorial Day? No.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Yeah,
we
they don't want us to work on the day. They don't pay us a holiday pay, bastards. Listen, I went out sick, so fuck it, I didn't get paid, but it's okay. It was a wash. It's all right.
It'll
it's
right.
okay. Well, listen, let's get into the new episode. We have a game this week, so let me tell you what I did. We played like a bunch of games. Sometimes we repeat, sometimes we don't repeat. So I went back to like an old random episode of Nothing But The Truth and I picked the Christmas episode from like 2021. You sound so young and happy on that episode. We was talking about Christmas and your mom's birthday party and gifts because we didn't do Gangsta Christmas. I think that was like the last time we did Gangsta Christmas. Crazy. But that episode, we played the game of best and worst. So, we picked an artist, and we picked a best song, worst song. or best album, worst album. And I was like, how about we get back into that, because now it's years later and shit has changed. So let's see if, you know, what we get.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So kick it off. Pick an artist.
It doesn't matter.
Pick whoever. And we both have to answer. That is the rule as well, too. We both have to answer. Unless I don't know. I ain't got nothing for you. You pick somebody I don't know, I ain't got nothing for you.
Beyonce.
Best and worst, what? Songs or albums?
Albums.
Because I got to get you songs. I got to get you that off the tizap. I got haters on my jig that. Okay, hold on. Best and worst album. Okay, I can, that's the answer. Let me see. Best album. It's I ain't even gonna hold you. Best album from Beyonce is B-Day. Renaissance is a very close second. Worst album from Beyonce is Sasha Fierce. That is regular. That ain't even hard. That was not a good album. Keep it all the way a buck. While you figuring that out for your answer, I'm gonna answer.
I am Sasha Fierce.
I am Sasha Fierce album. Worst album.
And you said her best album is
B-Day.
B-Day.
Yes, that is all of the 19 hits on that bitch. No skips.
Even a deluxe edition?
The deluxe edition. If you really fuck with it and you get Worldwide Woman, I'm a Worldwide Woman. Zabby.
Yeah, she a fan, because I don't know.
You don't know none of that shit. That's okay. You're missing out on greatness.
That's fine.
But I'm gonna answer the song one too, because I want to. Best song, or my favorite song from Beyonce, is I Care off of 4. And her worst song to me is Radio off of I'm a Sasha Fierce. I hate that fucking song to the bottom of it. I know the lyrics, but I hate it.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called, what, the song I hate? Mm-hmm. Radio. Hate it.
Yeah, she a fan for real, y'all. She a fan. She named the name of the albums, the songs.
I hate. Shut up. If this was Chris Brown, it'd be the same thing for you. So don't do me. Don't do me. Can you even answer the song? Can you answer
that? I feel like Tyra Carter is her worst album.
Wow. Bounce like on that shit. Zins.
I don't know. Bounce, it wasn't really. She has a few zins. Good songs on bounce there, but on like I said, because I've listened to the album, bounce surprisingly.
No,
but,
okay. It wasn't for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think for me. And.
Your love and her best me song. Like love.
Her best album to me is a tie. I have a tie.
What's the tie?
It is between her self titled.
Okay.
Thing. Album, Beyonce.
Shoulder sideways, smack it in the ear. Yeah, Lemonade was good too.
So it's a tie for me for that.
Let me tell you something. Lemonade is for the soul. Lemonade is a phenomenal album. And honestly and truthful, you got to be very vulnerable to listen to Lemonade, because it gets really breaking down the pieces of what happens after the math of being cheated on and really working through your relationship to be back in a space with your person. Because boy, did Jay-Z get fucking ran through when that album came out. Boy, everybody hate his ass. All her fans hate that nigga to this day. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them.
I can't tell if we do songs. I can't tell what's her best song. No, it's okay. Favorite song. But I said one of my favorite songs off of that album, 4, is
4 or B-Day?
4.
Okay.
Is Dance For You.
Oh, tonight I wanna dance with you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
It's a good record.
Yeah, it is.
That's for y'all. Y'all supposed to sit in the chair while the girls do all the work.
Yeah, that's a dream of mine for it to happen for me.
Tonight I wanna dance.
I'm always giving a lap dancer, so I gotta get one.
I got the video.
Relax. Nobody asked
if
for that.
If y'all want it.
Nobody asked for that extra content from you.
If y'all want
you.
It, it's, relax. I'll put it on Instagram. I will put it on Instagram. Relax. I just sent it to you, too. I just sent you one that you
it
did.
It doesn't matter.
What you mean?
Relax. Listen, nobody asked for that extra
input. Why don't you take your lap dances on the road?
No, I'm not doing that.
That's crazy.
I gotta have a certain amount of liquor inside my system for that.
That's regular though.
No, it's not.
What you mean?
No, it is not.
It's regular.
Even though that girl couldn't dance, but yeah.
She could. She just wanted to admire your body.
6-0.
She was drunk as shit.
She definitely was drunk.
I don't think she was. I don't think it wasn't that she couldn't dance. I think her brain just couldn't process what was happening because she was so drunk.
Well, I would hope so.
I think that's what the case was. Like, her coordination couldn't get together because she was so fucked up. Like, I think that's what the case was. But we'll never know. I'm telling you.
So go ahead. Next artist.
I gotta do songs because I was gonna say Future, but I really don't and I really couldn't. So I'm gonna let you do Future because you fuck with
him.
I'm gonna let you do Future. I couldn't give you albums. Like, I don't listen to the albums. I know the music. So I can give you my favorite Future record, but I can't give you like best or worst. I can't. So I'm gonna let you do that.
Albums. Uh-huh. Future best album. That's type hard. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Is it really?
Yeah, sort of. Cause you're not counting. It's oof. Cause you gotta think of the time he had that run, and he was just wilding. Mm-hmm. So his best would probably be
running through the I'm sorry, you got me on Beyonce. Okay. Running through either the 56 Nights
or Dirty Sprite 2.
Okay.
And his worst?
Mm-hmm.
Either Save Me or High Off Life.
You know, I got a couple Future. Look at this. I got a couple Future joints in there. Look at that.
See, look at you. Look at you.
It's all one song, though, just so you're aware. All these albums have one... All of them got one song.
You gotta do better than that.
Look at that. One song.
Future discography is really lit, bro.
One song.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy. If you want to do songs now, one of my favorite songs is, of course,
Why is this Mask Off? Yeah, Mask Off is good.
And
I'm gonna do Turn Off the Lights. Turn on the lights. Turn on the lights. Cause the first time I heard that song, I was in Atlanta.
Oh wow.
That's how I heard about Future. So who the fuck is Future?
Oh, okay.
Who the fuck is this nigga? Yeah. I don't know him. And took it back up with me to New York City. To New York City.
He lit. I don't know. But I can't pick a worse song. I'll have to really.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No, I can.
Yes, you can.
No, I can. I just got to really look through the album.
A song that's least favorite.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
All right. Least favorite song?
Least favorite.
It's Jumping on the Jet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's off of his... Fuck, let me go look at it again. What's that fucking album? The Wizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't really feeling that little project he did. I was just like, alright, whatever.
Okay. Who's next?
Let's pick somebody. Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, okay, hold on. Let me go to Justin Timberlake. First of all, best album, I'm going to say... It's like shit, that's hard. Not really, but like, it is because I like almost all of them.
All his albums?
Almost all of them. Solo or like with NSYNC? Are we throwing NSYNC in there too?
No,
or
no? No.
We're
not
okay,
NSYNC
solo,
in there. That's
solo.
Cheating.
Okay, solo.
Not really cheating, but.
Because Justified is so good and so is Future Sex Love Sounds, but so is.
That's his best album.
But so is the 2020 Experience. Like. God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, but I'm giving it to Future Sex and Love Sounds.
Here's the tea, though, right? The 2020 Experience got the gems. Like,
It do.
And then, like, the deluxe came out, and it was like, okay, like, I'm gonna just go 2020. I love them all. I'm gonna go with 2020 experience because Let the Groove Get In is really my shit. Mirrors is really my shit. Strawberry Bubblegum is really my shit. Push a Love Girl is personally my shit.
Strawberry Bubblegum
is definitely
Dress
On is really my shit. Body Count is really my shit. Like, Spaceship Coupe is really my shit. Okay, never mind. 2020. That's what I'm stepping with. Stepping with 2020 experience. Boom. Done. Not even gonna think about it. Justify and Future Sex Love Sounds, you know. If fucking Timbaland would stop cutting them interludes and would make them just full songs, I feel like that probably would have made it the best. Worst album for him is that Man in the Woods shit. I couldn't get jiggy with that shit. I'm sorry. I don't know what you
mean. What the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly. That's his last album. It's called Man in the Woods.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He got an album in 2024.
What'd it say?
Everything I Thought I Was.
I don't know that neither.
Everything I Thought It Was.
Okay, well, both of those. So nobody know those.
Yeah.
He dropped
that in March? What the hell?
Heard nothing about it. So sad.
Okay, yeah. So
I'm going to still say Man in the Woods because I don't know what that album sounds like. So I'm going to say Man in the Woods, Man in the Back, and we going to move on from I was just keeping up. Like, I couldn't get it. And Alicia Keys is on the album. That's probably why.
Oh, Lord.
Don't please.
We're not going there.
You know what? She next. I'm picking her.
I don't listen to her. So
I can answer it right now, okay?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't listen to her.
The Diary of Alicia Keys is her best album.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's with Diary and You Don't Know My Name and, you know, it's Karma. Karma's on that album, too. What goes around, goes around. See, when Alicia Keys was eating pussy, she was vibe. She was bomb. You feel me?
What is wrong with
you?
When she was
a part of the Coochie Eaters Club. Shout out Happy Pride for those. When Alicia Keys was a lesbian When Alicia Keys was a lesbian with her braids, she was up there. And then she let Swizz Beatz come in there and fuck her up. I don't know how that worked out. Ever since she got with that nigga, ain't not a good album come out from her. I ain't got it. The best song after
probably
she...
probably just not touching you.
The best song after she started fucking with Swizz Beatz was the shit with her and Drake. What's that? The I'm Ready record? That's it. I ain't got nothing else. That's it. She had to go back to the women's.
Yo, let her be. She's married and happy.
Is she?
Yes.
Alicia Keys. Gay Alicia Keys is my favorite Alicia Keys.
You need help.
Just saying. What goes around?
Alright, how much more of this we doing? Because you crazy.
Oh, you want to do actors?
No.
Okay. You know what? Never mind. After that.
No, no, go ahead.
Black Car Revolt game, maybe we should.
How? No, I know we could do movies. Worst and best.
I don't know. Let me see. Let's pick artists. Let's pick artists. I'm not prepared for what you call it. Then I really gotta go through the movie lists and IMDs and shit. Let me see. I'm gonna pick Little Kim because she right here under my shit.
Okay.
Oh, no, I went. I'm going to pick Lil' Kim for my go, but you got to go. It's your turn.
I got to go?
Yeah, I just picked Alicia Keys. Wow. Happy Pride.
That's crazy.
I know they miss her, too. Whoever Alicia Keys used to fuck with when she was gay, when she was making the good music, ever since she fucked Swizz Beatz and fucked Mashonda's husband, as in Swizz Beatz, the Lord took her voice. Y'all ain't realize that? When she was hollering on that damn stage. And they got that fucking meme of her now.
Janet Jackson.
Her voice ain't never been the same. Demeter Joe? Janet Demeter Joe Jackson? Funny how time flies when you're having fun. Ooh, baby. It's hard. Jesus Christ. All for You, Control. Shit. The velvet rope. That's it. Never mind. Forget it. Velvet rope, baby! Let me tell you something.
I don't know, man. I like...
Velvet rope.
I like Demeter. I don't know.
Velvet rope. I'm going to tell you why Velvet rope is mine because of that fucking tour. Velvet rope tour. It was on HBO. I watched it to death. Learned all of the moves of the tour. Used to do that shit in my living room. You know what I'm saying? That shit is top tour of all time for me. Even though I didn't physically go, but I watched that shit a million gazillion times. That album is just the essence of, like, some sensual, like, dim-lit, sweaty, like, passion, just... skin to skin, just yeah, type shit. That's what that fucking album gives you.
Thanks, preach.
Just giving it. There is no worse. Period. Moving on.
There's no worse.
What fucking worse album James Jackson got?
That 2023 shit.
Okay, maybe. Let me see.
The Discipline. album. I did not listen to the album, I'm not gonna lie to you.
You know, feedback is on that album, but yeah, you know what? She was trying to get too young with it for that album, so maybe, yeah. Okay.
I ain't listen to it.
So. I give it to you. But feedback is it go up though. Yeah,
I'm stuck between Demeter and Janet. All for you.
All for you. That was a good album too.
Yeah.
If you really want it, it's a... I had the physical copy of that album too. I love You Ain't Right off that shit. And then Demeter Joe had All Night.
Yep. Man, she's goated. I gotta go back to listen to them shits. Well, don't forget, her friend Control. But not many people know about Control, so.
First of all. If you go to Control, first of all, that's where all the hits is at. Control, yeah. Nasty, What Have You Done For Me Lately? Can You Be Mine? Pleasure Principle, When I Think Of You, Let's Wait A While. Funny How Time Flies. Ooh, Lord, Janet. Okay, anytime, any motherfucking place, bitch. Okay? I'm just saying. All right, cool. That's it. That's my answer, right? See ya. All right, listen. Shit.
You lit.
Period. And then, all right, Lil' Kim now. Lil' Kim is the last one. I do.
Lil' Kim? Yeah. Lil' Kim? All right, Lil' Kim.
Do you know Lil' Kim? If Peter Piper pecked them, I bet you Biggie bust them. He probably tried to fuck them. I told him Lil not Kim to was trust more of y'all. Yeah, that was my shit. Lil Kim, No Time used to come on BET. What? I used to watch that shit every time songs it come
y'all
on.
I was not supposed to be singing.
Until I heard the, first of all, I used to know the clean version. When I heard the dirty version, I was like, Kim, what the fuck? What the fuck?
No cap, her best album is The Notorious Kid.
Really? Did you listen to the album or were you just picking?
No, I actually listened to my own. My aunt had the physical copy and everything. So, yeah. But I could be wrong between her first album. Because that's when everybody was just like, oh, shit. But then you still have... But then now I'm looking at it. You have La Bella Mafia.
That...
It got hits on there, but it's not as the first two, feel me? So
I'll let you speak your piece, and I'll speak my piece.
But yeah, I feel you. Notorious K.M. might be her best album to me. Worse, anything after the early 2000s. Like, after like 2006, 8, is just like, all right, bro.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, because Naked, you said 2008. Yeah. It came out 2006. Never mind, forget it.
Oh.
I'm going to say Naked Truth was a fire album, too. Like, for real, for real. I used to bump that shit. And she had the BET special because she was going to jail. Listen, I fuck with Kim. Listen, I fuck with Kim. Even though Kim, I don't know what the fuck is going on with her now as far as rapping and whatnot.
Rapping? She's still rapping?
She still raps.
For what?
I really don't know, to be honest. But,
Nice. I ain't gonna lie, some people just
let me
know.
Tell you something. Quiet Storm is gonna pay her bills for the rest of her life, but at the end of the day,
you're right.
Right? Like, for me, I took, let me tell you something. Me and my friend Jamie, and shout out to Jamie's mother, You know what I'm saying? RIP. We went to the Macy's Day Parade. Like, I don't even know what what fucking year this was. And I remember having fucking money in my pocket. And I said, I need a fucking Lil' Kim album. And we saw, what was it? FYI, FYP, whatever the fuck it was. Or Goodies or whatever. One of those record stores. And I went into that shit. And I went to find Lil' Kim. And I paid fucking $17.99 plus tax for that album. And that was the first album I ever purchased with my own funds. Was Lil' Kim, Notorious K.I.M. So we have history. But my favorite Lil' Kim album is Hardcore, No Skips. Queen Bitch is really that shit. Yeah, so
she sings the shit from top to bottom.
Listen.
Every word.
It's my shit. That's, man, shout out to my sister, because me and her will sing that shit together. No problem.
Shame on y'all.
Hardcore is Lil' Kim's best album to me. K.I.M. is next. I do like Naked Truth. Worst album to me is La Bella Mafia. I'm not even going to count that last album that she had called Nine. I really... It wasn't... And I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't bad. It's just I liked it. People did not like it because of Kim. But I felt like that album was the closest we was going to get to old Kim, period. But people didn't give it an opportunity. But it wasn't bad. So I wouldn't say that was her worst. But La Bella Mafia just did not cut it for me. I don't like that album. Like, keep it.
Hey.
Keep it. I ain't got it at all. Sorry. My favorite Lil' Kim. Yeah, but that's it. Like, I ain't.
You got Thug Love with Twista. You got Man Thug Love.
No. 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 Compared to Hardcore and Notorious K.I.M. with No Skips, that album definitely did not underperform for me.
Okay.
One of my favorite Lil' Kim songs is a song that's off the Money Talks soundtrack. Is it Money Talks? Yeah, Money Talks with what's this nigga name? From Rush Hour. Chris Tucker. It's Chris Tucker, it's some white guy. Tell me the movie, I couldn't really tell you, but that song, it's two songs on that fucking soundtrack that go up. It's Mary J. Blige and it's fucking Lil' Kim. Period. And they don't have that shit on streaming sites. You got to go on YouTube. So I had to download it to put it on my phone. That's how much I fuck with that shit. But, all right, cool. We've been on this game for too long. If you want to join in, y'all always know, write me, let me know, or whatever. While y'all listening, feel free to text, Instagram, message, or when y'all see me, tell me. I love seeing people who be listening to the show and got comments as soon as I was listening to the show and I heard you and this, that, and the third. Shout out to Shandy, because as soon as she saw me, she was like, when you were singing that Chinese song on the show, it sent her up. And I was like, woman, she, some truly true, some, a Gucci lie. You gotta see this nigga face. Listen, you gotta prepare for when TikTok gets banned, man. It is what it is. All right, let's move on. Let's get into what happened was, because the shit was happening while we was away. Let's kick it off with Summer Jam. Summer Jam was this past weekend, and baby, they need to go ahead and clip that shit up immediately.
You need to clip it up, or they just need to
clip
just...
it. Clip it. Get rid of it. End nah, it. Done. I don't think so. Clip it off. Be done with it. I agree. Be done with it. It's over. Like, it's over. What Hot 97 Summer Jam used to represent was, like, the biggest fucking movement in hip-hop on that day. Everybody from everywhere, other states, coming out to see these artists perform. And it's just, the energy is just not the same, because it's an older crowd versus a younger crowd.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
you just got to favor the new kids on the block now.
They do, but it's also like maybe it's time to split it up. Maybe you have like an old Summer Jam and a new Summer Jam.
Nah, that's what I was about to lead into, because it's just like, for instance, since we're talking about that, I'm sure he was going to bring up the whole Method Man.
Of course. Because, like, yeah, he had called me after it was over to tell me what happened.
All right. We're not listening to that. What I'm basically saying is, like you just said, split it up. Have it make it a two-day event, an old timers day, and a new school day. Mm-hmm. You gotta feed into whatever your crowd is. Obviously, if you bring a guy like Method Man, which one of these, if you're not over 26 years old, you know nothing about Method Man.
That is not true, especially if you watch Power. They watch Power.
You don't know Method Man for being a rapper if you watch Power.
That's not true. You mean you know him?
You know him. No. And you follow. Most of these kids is not looking up, yo, who is that? They just feel like, yo, he plays good, he played great, da da da. If they did look him up, it's probably like, okay, well, he used to rap, and then that. And they gonna listen to the beat. You think they gonna be like, nah, this shit fire. No, they like to hear all that fast beat, new school, you know, drill bullshit. Uh-huh. That's what they're into. They don't show appreciation to where hip hop was.
Right.
That's why hip hop is not as big as we want it to be. It's big, but it's not as big as it should be. Because they don't appreciate the older generation.
Correct, I agree.
So
you fucking raggedy ass kid.
Yeah, like literally niggas performing one of his biggest hits on the stage with his bro.
So the energy was just low. All y'all wanna hear is the same shit over and over again. Like,
and then what's the name when it's talking about, oh, it was good for him too? Peter Gunn. Man, stop lying.
Peter Gunn's got one song. Like,
and then he had the nerve to be like, yeah, I made millions over that one song. We know, bro.
I mean, he did, but it's just like, bro, like, up to, like, niggas can't even fucking name your partner. I mean, I could.
If you didn't watch.
You know what I'm saying?
Or if, like, you didn't know who he was around,
if
or who he was
with. If you pick somebody right down the street and say, who was Peter Gunn's partner on Uptown Baby, they're going to say, nobody remembers Lord Tariq. And I don't know where the fuck he at anyway. But my thing is, with Method Man saying he was never coming back, I just think it's, for me, I think it's a dying breed. Just for me and my generation, maybe, holiday 70s to figure out something else, because I think that whole idea of it is just dying out anyways. Like, everybody's going on tour separately regardless, so why do we need 500 artists on a stage performing for 3 minutes a piece? And it just don't hit the same. Like, Holiday 7 used to be the shit. Like, I'm talking about back in the day, like a Hove on stage, or, you know, when he dropped fucking, not Super Ugly, when he dropped the 50 disc, I can't remember what the fuck, it's not coming out to me. Was it Takeover? Takeover didn't come out in Hot Summer Jam. He was coming at Prodigy. He was coming at Prodigy, but it was it Takeover though? He dropped that Summer Jam? Was it the same year he brought out Michael Jackson? Like, shit like that, basically, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Basically, like, those movements and those moments in history stay forever. Can you tell me who was on the lineup for Hot 97 Summer Jam last year?
No.
Can you tell me who was on the Summer Jam's lineup the year before that?
No.
Can you tell me the last big moment in Summer Jam that you remember? Tell me, big moment that happened at 97 Summer Jam that you remember in the last 10 years.
We was fresh out of high school.
Woo, fresh out of high school.
Yeah, that's it.
Fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
I went to Summer Jam one time. I went in 2009. I had on sandals, worst decision I ever made in my whole fucking life. But
why you put on sneakers, friend?
I was trying to be cute. I didn't realize. Oh, I didn't realize it was that much. I didn't know. I never went. I didn't realize it was that much walking. Definitely had swollen feet the next day.
Amount of people that's there. You getting bum rushed all type. What?
Nah, actually it was good. Actually wasn't all of that. It just was the walking from to and from, getting to the train, getting back on the train.
And don't forget driving. Huh.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, my friend left me for dead. She got a ride home, left me by myself. I had to take the train by myself.
Oh, that's wicked.
Like, I was like, could y'all just drop me closer? She was like, oh, it's like the car is full. I was like, yeah, okay. And I ain't never go with that bitch. Not another motherfucking place.
As you
should. That was the last time me and that bitch ever hung out. Sorry.
As you should. Yeah, I'd have to clip her ass, too. Fuck you talking about?
Duh.
We came together. You leaving me?
Yeah. Zed left. I Deuces. Was like, that's okay. Listen.
Man, yeah, man. They got to split it up. They got to do an old time.
I don't day. Even think. I think they should just clip it.
Nah, or just do like an anniversary for the OGs. Nah. You feel me? Make it a smaller venue or something like that. Or travel.
I ain't got it. I think Hot 97 need to just shut their doors and move on.
Because listen, I didn't see no big promo about Summer Jam this year and nothing like
that. No, I seen one person on my timeline talking about Summer Jam. Yeah, literally
only one person talking about, yo, I'm getting up to get ready for Summer Jam today. I said, wait, Summer Jam is today?
Summer Jam? I'm sorry.
It's I said, oh, shit. I didn't even know that.
I had this conversation on the way here talking to my little brother. And we was talking about this morning coming home from work. I'm listening to Miss Jones. Miss Jones used to be on Hot 97 way back in the day. You know, icon and radio and whatnot. You know, a little messy. Like another Wendy Williams type vibe. But she's on the radio and they was talking about how her son do a show together. And they were talking about Coi Leray and Benzino. Benzino made comments about kind of like defending R. Kelly. I really can't tell you too much about that story because I don't really pay Benzino or the R. Kelly shit any attention. But Coi Leray apparently responded to her father on some shit and then responded with saying how she lost her virginity at 14. I don't know how that ties into the story, but Miss Jones was like, you know, this a child should stay in a child's place. And, you know, the son was like, oh, well, she's grown and she's responding to her father. Her father keep mentioning her in interviews and whatnot. And she was just like, she's a child. And at the end of the day, regardless, like if your parent, basically trying to say, if your parent disrespects you, you should just stay in a child's place. And what? Basically, and that she should just, regardless of what, you always my child to her son. And he was like, what age is grown? Like, what age is grown? And she was just like, it doesn't matter because you're my child. Da, 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 da. And I was just like, you know, listening to the radio, I'm going to bring it back to the point. But the point was listening to the radio and listening to all these old heads. It's like, y'all got to get the fuck out of these seats. Like, I feel like all of them should get up out them seats. And even Angie, and I love Angie. Y'all know I love Angie. Come on, I met her several times. Love her to death. I feel like all of them, when is the retirement age? You know what I'm saying? Because you got Ebro and Rosenberg being in charge of Summer Jam, of course you want to bring Method Man and Peter Guns and the same artist every time. And then you want to bring like Jen Carter and the rest of them and mix it together. It's like, had you had younger people on a team, maybe it would have been a different show. Maybe you could have had a different energy.
True.
Because them kids, we're not buying them tickets to go to Summer Jam. My age, I'm 30 plus. We're not buying tickets to go to Summer Jam. We're just not. We can go see Method Man at the Rock the Mic tour, or, you know, when it was him and Redman, and then they had like fucking Jodeci and the rest of them, or you could go see them together in something that makes more sense. But why am I going to spend my money to go all the way to the UBS to go see Method Man and fucking Peter Guns and the rest of them on it, and then go watch some kids that I don't even give a fuck about? Like, it just don't mix anymore. And it's like, because it's Hot 97, it don't hit the same no more. I think they all need to get the fuck up out them seats. All of them. I think it's time for a new generation of radio if you want it to not die, because it's damn near dead, to be honest. When was the last time you listened to the fucking radio?
Huh.
Let's keep it a buck. One last time, listen to the fucking radio. We talking about people who've been in them seats for years. Ebro, Rosenberg, fucking Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Angie, Self, Flex. How many other DJs could get on the radio and do what Flex do? A bunch of them. Don't get me wrong, the energy and whatnot. But they can go on and not drop 1,000 bombs between a song. Let the song play. Let the song rock. Have interviews that make sense. Like, come on. It's like, when is the new energy come in for the new generation? Like, who do they have to look up to? Because it was for us. Y'all was for me. Like, me growing up listening to them. And it's like, all right, what has changed in the last 30 years? Nothing. We still having the same people show up to the same grown things.
They haven't.
New energy needs to be created for that space, word? Or it's literally dead. People don't listen to the radio anymore. Yeah. It's not what it used to be. People don't run to the. I used to run I used to be outside and I knew something or interview or something was coming up or something spicy was coming on, run to the crib to get to the, my radio station, radio, and turn that shit up, my stereo, and turn that shit up. Like, at 7 p.m., Jay-Z gonna be on, and then, like, everybody used to run to their crib to go listen. Nobody do that shit no more. It's dying out. It's dead, like, for me personally, but...
I mean, hey, it's...
And coming from a radio major, it sucks, because, like, when I was in school, what was I... What I used to say? My main goal, oh, I'm gonna be on Power 105.1. Did a whole fucking presentation on why Power 105.1 was better than Hot 97. A+, shout out to my teacher, though. But, It don't hit no more. Shut up. He gave me A+ for my public speaking class. Shut up. You know, it's just, I feel like it's just.
I mean, nah, you gave great points.
It don't hit like it used to.
Maybe they do need a change. The new media needs to take over.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I like to call it, like everybody else likes to call it, the new media. You know, just like everybody's doing podcasts now, everybody's doing YouTube videos and. And live stuff, like, everybody's evolving. They're not evolving. They're just stuck in the same ways, talking about everything that's happening now. Maybe, like you said, they gotta get up, retire, find a retirement. First of all, find a good retirement age for the asses, and just let the new generation take over. For instance, look how long they took to hire Jess. And that was a whole back and forth thing.
That was quicker than normal. But my thing is like, okay, you hired Jess, hilarious. To include her with fucking Charlamagne and DJ Envy, who've been doing this shit for 20 years. Instead of having a whole new setup of new, fresh voices with new opinions and new jokes and new everything, like, the people listening to the radio...
They could be in the backgrounds and, you know, still give ideas and stuff like that, just not front and center. Like, it's only when it's very important, then you can show out and come out and be like, yo, this is how we used to do this. I like how I did this, but, you know, what you think of this, and let's do this and put this together. Like you said, give new ideas. Make the younger generations come in and be like, yo, we feel like this will help bring back radio to the top.
I think radio will be obsolete in the next 5 to 10 years.
So
nobody listens to radio now, so...
We'll see. Hopefully there's a change.
If you listen, and tell me the last time you ran to find or listen to the radio. Like, and the shit is literally on your phone. Like, you could literally listen to iHeartRadio and go and listen to whoever you want to listen to. When last time you pressed the radio on your phone, please spare me. But let's move on. So since we kind of talking about, you know, streaming and music and radio and whatnot, Spotify has increased their pricing for the second time in a year. So your premium prices and whatnot. So for all those who love Spotify and talk about their playlists, which, don't get me wrong, in college, Spotify was the hit for me in college. If I needed to hear the new records, the new artists or new whatever, I would definitely go on Spotify and find new music to play, because that was my, you know, thing in college. I used to love playing new music. New things that y'all never heard before. I love being a person to be like, yeah, you never heard this before. Listen to this. This shit is fire. Like, or whatever. But unfortunately, you know, as time goes on, they're saying that it's increasingly, you know, costing a lot to, you know, stream and whatnot. So they got to charge the people another extra dollar or whatnot to just to keep the premiums going. But, you know, Apple is cheaper. So if you want to pull over to Apple, pull up. You know what I'm saying? Apple Music is cheaper, you feel me? And I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. Apple, with them playlists, is getting better, y'all. That Apple Music station, your personal station, did you listen to yours yet?
No.
Dylan, please. Blaze. Dylan.
I haven't.
Dylan Blaze.
I've been seeing, you're not the only person I've been talking about it.
Listen, please.
Many people tell me, like, yo, bro,
no,
you know?
Skips.
Like, they know how to just...
No, listen, they curate it.
Off of the music you listen to.
So they
Spotify used to do that for me.
Right. Don't get me wrong. Spotify had it. They had it. But for those who don't like Spotify, don't want to download.
The only reason I had Spotify, though, because
it was free.
Yep, I had it for free.
Uh huh.
Because it came in Starbucks when I was in Starbucks.
Right.
Man, why not? I get free music. I don't gotta pay for this shit.
Right. Of course.
Hell yeah. Shit, me.
Of course.
Man, since I left, they cut that shit off. I was just like, oh.
Listen, y'all want to know a little secret?
What?
Matter of fact, I don't want we be on Apple. Never mind. I ain't gonna tell y'all. But anyway, so the point is I'll tell you after the show is over. But anyway, you. I don't need no emails coming to me like, oh, bitch, we found out. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's clipped for you.
I'll be like, no, I'm sorry. No, but Apple Music, your personal station, it got Truth Station. And I press that shit, especially when I get in the shower. And it just plays the shit perfectly. The songs match up that sound good together after one another. And then they'll throw in new music that you might fit the music that you like. And you discover new music. So I know Spotify did that before. I'm not saying that Apple Music created that. I'm just saying I enjoy the fact that it's on the platform that I pay for. So
Right. No, that's understandable.
It's just lit for me. And then I love the recaps. Like, if you go at the bottom of your discovery page, like your browsing page, and go back to every song you're listening to in 2017 and turn it just to have a little jam session. But whatever. Anyway, but let's move on. We have so much. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
It's a lot. Okay, let me get my paper. La, 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 la. Paper for the folks. I still write on papers, guys. You guyses. Cardi B and Bia. It ain't a bitch like her. That's why these bitches don't like her. Cardi B and Bia got into it. They've been throwing shots at each other for a while now. Bia is a Barb, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or part of that collection or collective. And I don't know why the beef between Bia and Cardi B has started. Like, where did it come from? I always thought it was because of Nicki Minaj, because, you know, you fuck with her, so you don't like the bitch that she don't like type shit. Enemy and my enemy type thing. And it brewed over little shots or whatever, especially with that, like that, you know, freestyle that Cardi did a couple months ago. It was, oh, you copying me, and I'm on your mood board, and it's like, girl, I'm not even paying you no fucking mind. Cardi B was like, girl, I don't even know you like that. I don't even like your music. That you talking about. So Cardi B went live basically saying what I just said. I don't know you like that. I don't like your music. I don't pay you any attention. Why am I bothered about you? And then Bia decided to get online and drop a diss record to Cardi B that ruined her own career in the same time.
Yep.
Because everybody said, girl, what the fuck is this? And I went on different pages to read the comments. Like, every time it came up for me to see, like, the energy in the comments would be different. And it was not. Everybody agreed that that shit was ass and you should take it down.
I don't think she took it down yet, but
I don't think she's gonna stand 10 toes, I feel like. Yikes. Imagine being like a bitch is on you and da 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 and you drop a diss record and everybody collectively was like, girl, what the fuck is this?
To make it even funnier, she was in the video.
Going up, like, that shit was hard. That shit was,
like,
tough.
She was going off. Like, you would have thought it was the greatest diss track ever.
Yikes.
And I was just like, oh no. Listen, like, shorty, you this is not it.
Cardi B threw some shots at her on that wannabe remix with, you know, Glow and Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I heard it. How did you know what, like, you thought about that?
Nobody wanna be us. Like,
besides it being the you know, she mentioned
go mid. Get them glow. Listen, I like they little dynamic. Glow Rilla and Meg Thee Stallion. I like them. Like, watching them on tour.
They living their best life.
I love that. I wish I went. Like, shit.
They living their best life.
I wish I went. She gonna be in Houston. Like, the same day as the Chris show.
Oh, damn.
So that's why I ain't go. Because I wanted to go where she at. I want to go where she from.
Nah, this.
Jealous? You jelly?
I always want to go with somebody watch a concert. Like, just watch it in New York. You live in New York. Like,
why she ain't come to Barclays?
Because we had a game during that time.
Cancel that shit.
You stupid as Liberty.
Cancel that shit.
No.
We schedule that shit.
No. Ain't nobody be scheduling Liberty for Meg.
Well, get him glow.
Nah, you better cut it out.
First of all, Glorilla. Let me talk to you. Anybody know Glorilla? Tell that bitch I said, drop that shit. It's 7 p.m. Frat. It's 95 degrees.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm about to show my ass. These niggas love a freak. How the fuck is that your man? If he right here with me, turned up with my niggas.
She got to drop it. But I feel like she's not dropping it yet is because...
That's somebody else's song. It's a remix.
Oh, it's a remix. Oh.
It's a remix. Somebody else... Ask me whoever it is. I'm sorry. She ruined your song because now nobody knows you. It's Glorilla's song now. That shit is up. Oh, my God. I told my sister, Nala, she got it. She was like, she got what? I said, the summer. That is it right there already. Yeah,
damn, that's somebody else's song? That's wicked.
That shit is
yikes.
Up.
Yikes. Yikes, 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 yikes,
just
yikes.
Just drop yikes. It. That shit go up. I need it on streamings right now.
I mean, she on tour. She living her best life. She just dropped an album. She's doing it. She probably waiting.
It's her album not bad neither.
It's not.
All right, we was talking about Houston, right?
Yeah.
So, y'all dirty out there. According to... According to a new study, they said Houston tops the list of the 20 dirtiest cities.
20 dirtiest cities in the United States.
I thought the Bronx had it. I ain't gonna.
You seen the Bronx niggas in the comments saying, y'all better never say the Bronx is the dirtiest place ever
again.
It
is. It's just a place that's dirtier than it, but it's still up there though. Yonkers was on that list. Manhattan was on the list.
Yep. Manhattan is definitely dirty.
God. But Houston topped the
list. Houston being top three is insane.
That was crazy. I thought it was going to be us. So I ain't going to hold you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
For it to be Houston is crazy. Ask your friend how you feel about that because you know he's from Houston now.
Two of them.
Yeah, both of them. First of all, I was talking to him the other day. I was like, you should get like a Texas chain now. And he was like, what? Why you got a Raleigh? And I was like, I told mama get him some of the Uptowns with the cowboy boots attached.
Wow.
Like it's a cowboy boot top, like the top of the boot, and then the bottom of it is a Uptown.
It's an Uptown. That's a club. I know what you're talking about.
You know what? I think we should get together and get that for him. With a yeehaw hat.
I ain't paying that price for that. I know somebody that have him. That's my boy, O.
Oh, well, ask O how much it is.
He got him for free.
Okay, well, I told him he should go down to the rodeo, too. He don't want to do that. He don't want to do nothing Texas-like.
Because he not from there. You know that.
I'm like, he not from there, but you live there. Now you might as well embrace the culture.
It's going to take you. First of all, you know it's going to take him a while to even.
I'm going to buy him a.
Because he's going to be a fucking homebody.
I'm going to buy him a cowboy hat. And when you, I'm gonna buy it and when you press the brim, like when you press it, it's gonna say yeehaw.
Wow, he's gonna throw it after you. He's gonna toss it after you.
It's gonna say yeehaw.
You ain't shoot. She ain't shoot, y'all. She ain't shoot.
I'm just saying, he need to go down. Listen, if I move to Texas, I'm going to the rodeo. I want to see the cowboys. I want to get in tune. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get my cowboy boots. I gotta be prepared.
Cowboy boots for what?
You know, be with down with my peoples.
It's not your peoples.
I'm down there now. Like, I got to be mixed in with the folks. You know what I'm saying?
No, not everybody wears cowboy boots.
If I walk down the street and you could tell I'm from New York, that's a problem. I want to be in mixed in with my peoples.
Bro, they don't wear cowboy boots only in Texas.
You don't know that.
They wear it down south, period.
They wear cowboy boots and cowboy hats. With the acid wash jeans.
That's close to the farm areas.
With the big buckle. Get him a big belt buckle. One of them big old with a T on it for Texas.
You going to ride a horse too?
I would. I've ridden a horse before. Shout out to the nigga that used to be riding the horses in East New York because definitely did that shit a few times. I'm just saying.
Nah, not me.
And my uncle, R.I.P. Uncle Rufus, he was a real fucking cowboy too because that man was like 6'4". He used to have a white beard and he used to sell... like leather, real leather over there by Lindenwood, right across the street, you know, like the diner.
Uh-huh.
Right across the street used to be like a little ditch, like a little down area. He used to have like a whole little shop for pure leather.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And he used to wear his little cowboy hat all the time. Listen, I gotta find that picture from the wedding because I definitely got one with him with a cowboy hat on. Period. All right, let's move on. Drake, Wagwan, Delilah. Wagwan.
Next topic.
Come on, this is your turn. This is your time to shine, Wagwan.
My time to shine.
Wagwan, Delilah. How is this my time to shine? Because that's... You know, Drake doing the Caribbean ting.
He's doing the Caribbean ting on tings. No. Listen.
Wagwan.
I do not want to believe that Drake went in the fucking studio.
Wagwan Delilah.
And performed that shit.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You hear me? I do not want to hear that shit. Don't play it. Don't play that shit in the club. Don't play that shit in the streets.
Wagwan.
That is a terrible song. That's like your man's J. Cole going to rap on that drill beat. Fucking terrible old ass motherfuckers gonna rap shit like that. You dead ass.
Nights are key.
You dead ass.
Low key.
This is his worst accent ever.
No, for real, I wonder, is this real or is this AI? Like, for real.
I hope it's AI. I hope it's AI.
I hope it's AI. First of all, that shit, listen, they got the gay version of the Drake shit. The Drake this. And he was like, he gonna fuck Kendrick in the ass, put a mouth is open. It's bad. It's bad. Then they got a Kendrick Lamar version too. Lord have mercy. The internet is unmatched.
Yeah, that song better be AI, man.
Wagwan Delilah.
That shit is dirt. Throw that shit in the trash.
So see it.
And that's just what it is. Like.
All right.
I cannot. Feel me?
All right, let's move on. Real question, right? Let's really dig in deep real quick, right? Do you use Twitter or X, excuse me, formerly known as Twitter, for porn?
If I use it?
Correct.
No. But if I go in there, that's all I see.
Correct. That's what, every time I go on there, all I see is somebody's cheeks getting clapped.
Yeah.
Every time I go in there. So what's going to happen now
is... Oh, there's like a thread of like of back shots or like the biggest ass or like the biggest titties or just whoever's giving head or whatever. Like literally, that's all you see.
Correct. So you're going to see more of it because Twitter is allowing, they're okay with the porn being on the site.
I mean, Twitter After Dark was always lit anyway, so...
Twitter After Dark was a time to be had.
Yes, it was.
shout out to those who participated in Twitter After Dark. But anyway, not the point. The point is that Twitter said that they are okay with allowing porn on the site, but they will be restricting the exposure for children, of course. Oh. So they said sexual expression.
Okay.
Or visual or whatever can be legitimate form of artistic expression. So if you are clapping cheeks on Twitter, thank you for adding to the, you know, artistic expression.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
But I don't think a lot of people is on X anyway, so a lot of kids is on X. I think it's just more of like people with their old pages, they're just going back.
Right.
Or people just clicking the links that people share on Facebook. And in Instagram comments and stuff like that, mostly Facebook comments and the random pages. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
But that whole shit, that's what's up. Shout out to X. Shout out to X.
So now it's going to be more porn, but I can still have like
more control blurred out of it.
Pieces. And I guess you got to show your age and confirm.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. Like, you know how makes they sense, have that whole sense. Thing about Pornhub? Like, you have to prove your age in order to go on Pornhub in certain states. Like, you have to, like, put your ID in, like, scan your ID to prove that you're of age to watch porn in certain states now.
Okay.
Why do you need my information so I can watch somebody get their cheeks clap? Like, why you on my business?
Because you're not supposed to be watching that if you're underage.
You think them kids ain't fucking watching that shit?
Listen, they gonna find a way. Either way, if they can't get it from that site. Like
kids wasn't, well, we was watching real sex when we was young.
Exactly. So
real sex, and then you had the shit on like on Cartoon Network on the back channel.
Yeah, on them. What's them random channels in the night, late night? You used to go and just switch. They used to have fake sex on the
Showtime.
Screen.
Showtime porn used to piss me off because that shit used to be with the wicked music.
Yeah, you used to have the HBO Showtime.
They used to just hunch. They used to just like hump on that. Shit.
Yeah, literally. They had the fake movies, and you know, dude coming cheating on his wife, or she cheating on his husband. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or the plumber, you know what I'm saying, come in, yep. Fix some shit up. Now he fixing pipes, laying pipes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my husband's not home. Can you help me with my pipes, please? Yeah, sure, miss, no problem. Bow chicka wow wow. Bow chicka wow wow. Bow chicka wow wow. Bow chicka. Bow chicka.
Why?
Bow chicka wow wow.
Why?
That's how it go.
Anywho, moving on.
You ever watch porn with like a plot?
Yo. You're sick. Porn with a plot? No, they I don't said like
white.
Plots.
They said white porns be having like a storyline. They were like black porn just be like a nigga pull up with a pair of Timbs on. Next thing you know, they start fucking.
I don't got time to be watching no plots, man. Niggas
Lord
be
have niggas mercy. Up. Niggas is trying to get to the point. Heard
we
it.
Just, we just, yo, hey, we shooting you for a music video. You know, we just want to see how your body look. Here no, we nigga, go. You just want to fuck, nigga. That's it. Like, let's go.
It's always, so. Yes, hi, for a job. I'm here for a job.
So, yeah.
And then they cut, and then it's just a dick in her mouth. Like, that's how it goes.
That's it, feel me?
Wickedness. All right, Donald Trump. Oh God, Donald Trump ass convicted on all 34 counts.
But he not going to jail.
He not going to jail. Listen, he can still apply. He can still run for president. He can run. Even if the nigga got locked up, he can run from prison. Isn't that the wickedest shit? And somebody made a point that if the highest job title in the land, you can be a convicted felon, then y'all should take off all that shit on the job fucking applications and all that. That it does make sense. Depending on your charge, though, I ain't gonna hold you.
No.
Depending on your charge.
A convicted felon is a convicted felon.
Listen, if you did fraud and like money laundering and all that, you can't work in a bank. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense. Like,
nah, fuck that shit. Listen, a felon is a felon.
A felon is a... It's a picture of Martha Stewart, Trump, and Snoop. And it was like, two of them are felons. And then it's Snoop. And then it's Snoop Dogg.
I mean, Snoop just never got caught.
Murder was the case that they gave me. I'm innocent.
So, you know...
I'm innocent.
The man is golden.
I remember that on the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day. But anyway, Trump ass could still run... So please don't get all hype and whatnot. He didn't gain like fucking, I think like $100 or $200 million ever since he got convicted. I don't fucking know. Fuck him. If you going to vote for him, I ain't got nothing for you. Please look up Project 2025.
That nigga
wants to a dictatorship. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to vote this coming election because Biden ass ain't doing shit neither, but for me personally, I got to pick the lesser of the two evils, so that's just what it will be, because a vote not for Trump, I mean, no vote is like a vote for Trump, really, because honest and true, but he got to go. He got to get the fuck out of here. I was like, God damn, Jesus Christ. It's like, Biden ass is old as fuck, and Trump ass is annoying. It's just like, it's just too much. Can we get something
new? You know what I think they should do?
Let us fucking pick. Like,
no, it's not even that. If you're over 60, you can't be a president.
I wouldn't say 60. I would say probably like 70. I would take it up a notch. If you're over 70.
No.
These niggas be 99, one eyebrow, trying to be president. Like, I don't get it. Biden is 90.
Biden's 90?
I don't know. I don't know how old that nigga is. That nigga old as way. Fuck.
Cause that's some next level shit. But I know he's old as shit. Yeah, you can't have all these sick dudes, man. Dudes looking sick, you know, all this and that. You know, like, come on, man. Like, I'm sure there's younger, great leaders in the politician world that just don't get their chance.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure there is. I'm pretty sure they're fighting for their life, trying to step up to
the
do what's right.
Same way I feel like
they probably just don't get seen or don't get heard. So. They just be stuck in the bottom of the pile where the fucking assholes and the shit talkers and shit that want to sell everything to people is making their way up top, selling this to everybody, and people is believing the shit, and it's just like, hey, let's vote for this person. Yes. He's going to do everything for us.
We wanted Bernie Sanders
so bad,
and we didn't get him.
And we never got him.
Yeah, we wanted Bernie Sanders so bad. He was for the people.
So it's just like, feel me?
He's
another. I'm glad you brought him up too, because he's for the people. He was probably, he looked like he's been fighting his whole goddamn life.
He's also
life.
Over 60.
Exactly. That's what I was coming. He's been, look, he looked like he's been fighting for his whole life just to try to get there. And it's just like every chance he
like
gets,
Bernie Sanders, like
it just 80. Goes downhill for him.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I think they should wipe the whole shit out. Everybody. Like the whole Senate, the Congress, all of them. Like, let's get some new shit.
Wipe the shit out. Faces. Fuck all that, nigga. They need
some
to fuck
new faces, some new shit. They need to situate it up better. Get the Supreme Court the fuck up out of here. Them old ass mother. Get everybody the fuck up. Let's start fresh.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I know.
Not in this world. Not in the United States of America.
I know.
Them niggas, what? You telling the Supreme Court to give up their power?
Let's see if this is true or not. They're saying that
the House of Representatives.
I know. Get all them niggas up out of there.
You trying to make all these dudes give up that type of power?
They need to have it where you have a certain amount of time to be, because like sitting in that shit till you fucking croak is crazy. Like,
yeah. I agree.
They said Drake deleted the Heart Part 6. He deleted a bunch. Family Matters is still up there. But I don't see nothing about the Heart Part 6 up there.
Oh, he butthurt.
They said Drake deleted the TaylorMade freestyle, deleted the Heart Part 6, fell off of Billboard charts completely for the first time in a decade. And let me see, that's something else. But
wow.
Drake, is this the fall off?
Is that your man's fall off? Let's get to him rapping on that stupid ass drill beat.
Wagwan Delilah.
He really, J. Cole really thought that song was lit.
Drippy, and we're gonna drippy, and drippy.
Like, let's be real. Let's be real. This is probably one of his worst
verses ever. I think the nigga was just fucking around, honestly. I don't think he was taking shit serious. I literally believe he was just fucking around with that record. I don't think he was trying to do anything.
Because what it seems like is the fall off is coming for real. Like, he's falling off.
The fall off. Oh, we didn't talk about Eminem neither.
We're not talking about that. That he's dead. His career's done. It's over.
Houdini?
Yeah, it's over. Kapoof. It's over. I'm sorry, Eminem. LeBron, stop lying.
What did he say?
Eminem is back. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me see you say exactly what he said.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I can't take LeBron serious when it comes to music, because you the same nigga who be recording yourself singing songs you don't know the lyrics to.
Exactly.
I can't take you serious, LeBron. I'm so sorry.
You would have thought the man know these fucking words, and he fucking
just
mumbling
be in
bullshit.
The camera with conviction, not knowing none of the lyrics to the song you sang it. I can't.
Yep. He said, and just like that, he's back, bruh. Eminem, Houdini is too good. You're a fucking liar.
Who paid you to say that?
You're a liar, LeBron James.
Who paid you to say that?
Okay. Stop lying.
Yikes. All right, let's finish off what had happened was with Kanye and The Dream both have new sexual allegations against the both of them. Kanye apparently fired this woman. She's an OnlyFans model. She said that Kanye sent her some inappropriate videos and text messages after she was fired. Let's see what happens with that. Same thing with The Dream. Basically, he put his hands on a woman that he was working with, and that just came out earlier today. More updates to come. I don't feel the need. Like, the shit is coming out. Oh, also, all the NDAs from last year have expired. So more shit is getting ready to come out. Just letting y'all know that right now. More stories of your favorites is getting ready to come out. So let's see how this works out as far as that. But let's move on. It's time for Blazing Sports.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I got Blazing Sports. Oh, we call it true. We call True Sports this today. We want to, okay? Blazing Sports. We want to talk about the matchup between your fave, your bestie, and Boston coming up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You text him. Where he's at?
I ain't text nobody. I don't know why you keep saying
that.
Ask
him for some tickets.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Cause y'all niggas is locked in. That's why.
We're not locked in.
Y'all niggas is locked in.
We're locked in.
Them niggas is locked in.
Mavs and six. Fuck Boston. I respect Tatum and them. But
do anybody like Boston? No, for real. Besides Boston, who really likes Boston? I don't never see like real fans like on my timeline or anywhere like being Boston.
I know a few.
Is up.
I work with two.
Okay.
My manager is one.
Uh-huh. Is he from Boston?
No, she.
She's from Boston?
No, she's not, but she's been a Boston fan since she was
since I don't know the age. I said the year she's been a fan was, I think, 06.
Ask her, is it because of her father? Right. I was going to say, it's always because of a generation.
Yeah, it's I think it passed down. So
you
it was just
the team. Like, it's because your father
and
did.
And she's Dominican. Come on.
What that mean?
Big Papi, Boston Red Sox.
Oh.
Her family, you know, most
big,
Dominicans.
Big Papi.
Yeah, most Dominicans like baseball, so.
Wagwan Delilah.
So, yeah. So she, you know.
That's going to be the name of the show, just so you know.
She's not a big fan of baseball as she is. She's a fan of basketball. I work with another one. His name is, did I say her name? No, I didn't. But it's two. My other friends I have, that's fans. It's, they're actually fans. They're not just fans of the fucking players.
Yo, mommy.
They're actually Boston fans. So, yeah. But Mavs and Six, I'm prepared for a great matchup. From both stars. It's only, it's gonna come down to whoever plays the best out of the star, the two star duos on both teams, and the head coaching in the fourth quarter. That's what it's gonna come down to.
Period. Kyrie.
Mavs and Six.
Taking that shit.
Kyrie getting his second championship. And I believe,
fuck Boston.
I believe, like, I forgot who said that. I believe that if he wins this championship, it's going to mean much more to him than it meant for the Cleveland championship. This one is going to mean way much more.
Way more to him.
Yeah.
You got it. I fucks with it.
Yeah.
I foxes with it.
Yeah, man.
Let's see what happens, man. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Do we really want to talk about this? I'm so tired of talking about this Caitlin Clark situation.
I was going to go to Anthony Davis next, actually.
Anthony Davis, what happened with Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis and his Adidas commercial, basically, you know, printing out all of the hate comments. Cameron was one of them, basically said, fuck
him. You mean
him.
Anthony Edwards?
Anthony
Davis. I was about to say, he signed a Nike.
Anthony Edwards. I'm so sorry.
Man, that shit not really important.
So he said, basically, fuck Kanye. He's talking about me. Fuck Cameron. And then Cameron responded with a freestyle.
Yep, I heard that freestyle.
All right, so I'm going to play it for those who did not hear it. Oh, my God. Wagwan Delilah. Sorry, y'all.
I'm tired of her.
Wagwan. That's going to be the name of the episode.
I'm tired of her.
Just so that you're aware.
That is a bad name.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What the fuck wrong with Ant-Man? Gave him his props. Homie got love for me. New commercial. Y'all ain't got love for me. He shot a jump shot and said, fuck, buddy. The receipt reader looking like your fuck, buddy. And trust, buddy, I ain't one to judge, buddy. Buddy sitting there glazing at you like a love hubby. This law slug, listen here, I'm bossed up. Copy every with this shit, don't get crossed up. Shooters. That's just my own thoughts. Luca, I send you home on your home court. Get him a Uber. I don't know what y'all thought. Adidas, I'm blaming you. This is your fault. Campaign about to go strange. Y'all think y'all got the B-ball version of Kanye? Come on, stop it, dude. Y'all just stop it through. He do something y'all don't like, you'll drop him too. Fucking careers up. T-Mac, Derrick Rose, RG3, John Wall, let him know. Reggie Bush, Amon Shepard, I'm on the road.
You wearing them bullshits? No.
He's wrong for that, because that's actually one of the best basketball shoes.
Wow. Well, he's not going to say that because they beefing. Duh.
Nah, I know that, but I'm I don't mean to put him down. You know, it was a good little freestyle. Shout out to Cam. We know what Cam do, you know? But yeah.
Luca.
Yeah.
Shooters.
This nigga, Anthony Evers shoes, is actually one of the best shoes out now, so.
Okay.
Shout out to him. Since we're on Adidas,
Adidas.
James Harden.
Is an ugly man.
James Harden.
What he do?
This man says, let me get the right, you know, because I be really trying to figure out what be wrong with some of these players when they say certain things. It's just like, yo, bro, like, you dead serious.
But basically, he was, I believe he was on a podcast or on a, he was doing an interview.
Oh, James Harden was on the interview?
Yeah. And he was basically saying he wants to be remembered as how much he's be remembered. He wants to be remembered as a winner.
I'm sorry. Let's start there. But continue.
Yes. This is what he said. He said he wants to be remembered as... Let me read the whole thing. Because that first thing alone should just let everybody know, like,
period.
What?
What? Excuse me?
Yeah. So he says... Let me go exactly to that. Yeah, he said that made his response... How... So the person asked him, how you want to be remembered as an NBA player? He says... I want to be remembered as a winner, that I was a teacher, that had put a different love for the game, you know, besides the money and everything else. The love for the game I have is important. When I travel to China, you know, I just want people to understand, you know, that my love for basketball is beyond this world. This is like, how you want
to
be remembered?
You act like a crop every time you go to.
Bro.
How? Where's the love?
Where you a winner at?
That's another part.
Besides you winning an MVP. Where are you a winner at? Where?
That's your...
You've never been to the finals.
That's your man's, though.
You've been to the Western Conference Finals, what? Once? Twice? If I recall.
But that's your man's, though.
No, it's not.
He don't dap you when he see you?
No. He used to.
I remember seeing that and was like, look at them.
You mean he dapped them? He dapped up the other person.
You and Ron.
He dapped up the other person. KD dapped me up. That's who dapped me up. KD dapped me up.
Oh, yeah. KD said hi. Hey, yeah, bro. KD what's said that? Hi.
But, yeah, I don't understand how he wants to be remembered as a winner. I don't see you as a winner in the league. I mean, you won MVP. You were probably one of the greatest players to score the ball because you was able to score the ball like no one imagined. You leveled up the game. You changed the game up with your step back. And, you know... But you didn't win, bro. If you look at your resume, it's not. Yeah, you're gonna get into the Hall of Fame, but I don't see how you as a winner. You didn't win in college.
Weakness.
Like.
Yikes.
So yes, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that wasn't on my list, but you know, yeah, whatever.
Nah, it literally came up, and I was just like, wait, what?
Negatives.
Yeah, this man lost me.
All right, talk about your homegirl.
Who my homegirl?
Kaylin.
That's first of all, it's not my homegirl. I'm honestly tired of talking about Kaylin Clark.
Is that Kaboom?
I've had debates with my brothers. I've had debates.
They're picking on her.
With my coworkers, I've had debates of everything. Listen, the only reason people is Dick Riding Kaylin Clark, because that's what I'm calling it. The media is Dick Riding her. The media, first of all, the media destroyed her.
Right.
And then the media is Dick Riding her, and everybody else is Dick Riding her. And the only reason y'all going this hard and saying they're bullying her is because y'all now tuning into the Women's Basketball League. That's the only reason y'all saying this
now. They get rough and tough, too, like the men, too.
Exactly. And not only that, the Indiana Fever is 40 games in the WNBA season.
Mm-hmm.
They have 38 games that's national televised games.
Okay.
That's the most out of anybody in the league.
Correct.
And that's because of her. Guaranteed. That's great for the league.
Yeah.
On channel. Obviously, you're going to see everything that's going on with her. Everything, you're going to see what's going on with her now.
Right.
Everybody else get beat up. I ain't seen nobody. They go this hard when, what's her name? Alyssa had fucking choke slam Angel Reese on the floor. And you know what somebody said?
You know why.
I'm going to pull up the interview. I got to find it. It was a reporter on the news said the reason why this wasn't as big as the Kenton Clark situations with the different people on the court is because it was a black-on-black crime.
Is that... Are you talking about Monica McNutt?
No, I'm not. She
we
wasn't
gonna
the one that brought that
too.
Up. It wasn't her that brought it. It was a white guy that brought that up to two black women. And she said, ooh, he said it.
He said it. Clock that T.
And
clock
I said,
it.
He's right. He is right.
There's nothing you can do about that. Though.
But my thing is, yeah, you can't stop. Nobody's going to baby her. She's a rookie in this league. Stop comparing her to other rookies that's come in the league. She has to adjust to it. Her team is not a team. They're trash. They're not for her.
Blown out by Liberty.
They're claiming they're for her. And me seeing her live for the second time playing
besides her being a chuck because she wants to play a hero ball because she feels like she's still in that situation, and I don't blame her. Your team got to be better, and it starts from your coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Coaches is not making her play her type of ball, and her teammates is not really there for her. You have teammates getting angry at her on the floor because she missed the open pass. Literally, it was two plays back-to-back. She's getting doubled on the court. Mm-hmm. Trapped in the corner. And instead, her teammate come closer to her to get the ball from her. She's trying to tell her to send it over to the defender. How? She has Breonna Stewart and Bernard Jelani all over her body. Mm-hmm. Two great defenders.
Yeah.
They're blocking her vision. You have to come to the ball to try to get the ball from her.
Right.
Why you think she's averaging so much turnovers? Y'all not a team. Y'all suck as a team. Y'all all needs to be released, and she just needs to end. I won't be surprised if
that whole team... Ain't like 100?
Probably.
That's that old lady. She mad old.
It's like, yo, bro, like, come on. Like, y'all got to do better. Y'all not a team as y'all think y'all are. That's why y'all the dead last in the league. Y'all got to do better than that. Y'all sucked last year. I'm going to suck this year. It's not going to just happen because you just got one of the greatest offensive players from college.
Right. Ooh,
you think she's just coming to the league and just start bugging out? No. There's women in this league that's still dogging. The league is still growing.
Yikes.
Women. The women's league is grown women. They actually play hard.
They play tough.
They fight.
It's for competition.
Nobody's babying that girl, and she's not going to get babied. She has to get her own and find out her own way, and that's just going to be it.
So how did you watch that clip of Monica McNutt and...
Yes, I did.
Stephen A. Smith.
I had a great debate with my boys about it.
You know what it feels like, you know, being like a woman. And he was like, no, it'd be like a black man. We didn't even go there.
Yeah.
She said, she said, if you really cared about it, you would have been talking about it 3 years ago.
And
talking about WNBA.
You know, I have that picture as a meme?
What picture? What picture do you have? Oh my lord.
When I send this picture, just know I'm confused and baffled. Like, you talking about me?
Yeah. That's what she said.
Me? No.
She said, you ain't
that man looked like he was ready to jump off the roof. He was ready to lose his damn mind. He couldn't even answer properly. He was stuck.
He could not. Stuck like Chuck.
He was. That shit caught him off guard.
That's what made me
left
bring it
field.
Up. That's what made me bring it up. Like, stuck like Chuck, my guy.
He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't say nothing. But yet you was on first take with her again today.
Regular. Regular vibes.
Because she's speaking her mind.
I love that.
She said, she's right. Even though I don't be agreeing with some of the shit she be saying sometimes. Because some of them just be running their mouth.
Listen.
But
so a clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, so... It is what
it is. A broken clock, sorry.
So, you know, like, it's, and I hate that Stephen A. and M. tried to pull that card that, do you know what it's like to be a black man? Do you know what it's like to be a brother? And just cut it out. We're not talking about
Stephen
this right
A.
now.
Stephen A. Smith, please.
We're
do you know what it's like
this.
To be a brother?
We're not doing this.
A brother?
This is not about that. Okay? Let's just cut it. But it is what it is, man. People is watching the league now. It's going to continue growing. It's not just because of Caitlin Clark. And it's not just because of Angel Reese. But like what's the name of them said, this all started happening is because of Angel Reese waving her hand in Caitlin Clark's face in the national championship game and pointing to her finger and saying, bring
me, baby.
That's all where it happened. It started from there. Because if it was anybody else that I did it, it would have never been that big.
Yeah.
It's because it was Angel Reese, who was a beautiful black woman, doing it to a white woman, Caitlin Clark. She's the biggest star in college. Angel Reese is there and everything.
The savior.
Exactly.
And needed to be saved and this, and this, and blah, blah, blah.
Please. So.
Kill it, cut it.
Is what it is, man.
But all right, listen, I'm glad
enjoy
that
the
people is coming to the games and paying attention.
Exactly.
One thing I want to say, like I said, the Liberty blew out Fever, so fuck all that other shit y'all talking about. And also, I want to say that Ellie, the Liberty mascot, is the most popular mascot in all of WNBA. Probably NBA, period. And probably sports, period, at this point. And all the videos. There's so many videos of Ellie. I got a text message today that said, yo, sneak me into a game. I want to see Ellie.
Wow.
Dead. I was like,
sneak me to a game. Got it.
Sneak me. Look, I'm gonna show it to you. Wait.
Sneak me into a game. Got it. Cause how are we supposed to sneak you into a
game? sneak me into the Liberty Game. I want to see Ellie.
Listen, y'all can Ellie's pull up, man. Ellie's popping. The tickets is not that expensive.
Just don't come to a Fever game, because a lot of people want to come see Caitlyn. But
yeah,
any other game is lit.
If you try to come to a any of our rivalry games.
Oh, yeah, don't come to an Aces game either. I'm sorry.
Don't come to an Aces game. Don't come to a... you can come if you got the money. We're not saying don't come, just not come.
If you want a cheap ticket.
Yeah, if you want a good, then you know, just experience the first time, then come to a regular game. Like, you know, any other team. If we're facing, like, Chicago Sky or, like she said, Indiana Fever or the Aces or, like... It's a dub.
But anybody else, Cheryl, pull up.
Oh, Connecticut Sun. Don't yet.
Ellie is the same at every game. It doesn't
every
change.
Game, yeah. No matter what you do, every it's game, gonna, Ellie you're going to get same. Ellie's energy. You're gonna do. It's going to be lit.
She do her ones and twos at every game.
Feel me? I was having fun last game, even though they was hitting me with the towel. The team was hitting me with the towel. I'm glad they didn't catch that in the clip, because they cut the clip right before they started hitting me doing the when they was doing the Ellie wave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, JJ and them was started hitting me with the towel. Like, where your towel at? Do the wave. Uh-oh. I said, no.
Chill.
No.
Chill, yo. I'm at work.
But they was having fun. They was good. They was good.
You know what you should have said to her?
I do enough on the bench already.
You know what you should have said to her?
Like, I'm doing me. I mean, jumping with y'all when y'all shoot, when y'all score, when y'all playing good. I'm already excited, even though I'm really not supposed to be doing that. But you know? Yeah.
You know what you should have said to her?
What?
Wagwan Delilah.
And that would be all, folks. That's all, folks. We will catch y'all next week.
No. We not done. We get ready to wrap it up, though. We got to get into the put me on for this week. Do you have one?
Yeah, I actually do.
You can pull out the phone. He's pulling out mad quick. Yeah, I got one.
No, I do.
All right, let me go first. I'm gonna let you end it off. First, I want to do some shout-outs before I even get into anything else. One, I want to give a birthday shout-out to Phoenix. As well, shout out to Phoenix, happy birthday! And he on a boat over there playing ball on a damn cruise.
Who the hell
do that? Like, listen, whatever. Not the point. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Tyrone as well too. I know it's Pride Month. Tyrone won, aka Shanita Dixon won Drag Wars, so it's lit up there. Listen. For those who are into Drag Wars, it's lit. Shanita Dixon is the vibe. So I wanted to just give a shout out to him as well. And also, who else? I don't know. Shout out to all the Geminis, basically, that I fuck with. That's their birthday. That's it. That's all I got.
I'll do mine next week. Their birthday's
no,
coming
but no,
up.
No, that was my shout out, baby. Let me do my put me on. My put me on is basically, I seen a post and I posted it on my Instagram as well, too. That I want to pull up. Hold on. It says, as you get older, what did you realize? And it says, a lot of people mentally never left high school. And I promise you that is the biggest thing. I promise you people are still in the mentality of high school, and it's fucking annoying, because being an adult, I thought you're supposed to grow, elevate, mature. That shit does not happen. Like, you have to physically do the work to physically mature. Like, people are not doing that. People are just living high school life through their years, and that shit is irritating. Grow the fuck up. Especially at work. Please. Grow the fuck up. It's annoying. One more thing before I go. Seeing a man be pissed off when you tell him you don't want to fuck with him no more, or you don't like him, or you're good, or you don't want to be bothered, and then the hissy fit comes out, is probably one of the funniest things you've ever seen in my fucking life. That's all I got. Continue. Do your thing.
I'll give my birthday shout-out to next week. They're coming up. But we definitely celebrated two of my best friends' birthdays. My brothers. I knew since high school, since freshman year of high school.
Period.
I still fuck with them till this day. Period. I will never break. I love them niggas. Brandon and Derek.
Period.
We still going to be turning up because their birthdays, like I said, is coming up this weekend. We did a surprise for Brandon. And then...
Oh, that's why you was out shaking your ass for cash?
Yeah. And then Derek's party was lit. He was very turnt. Shout
out
to him.
Your friends get really drunk when y'all go out. I promise.
Yeah, they do.
Y'all be forcing the drink down the throat. I promise.
Listen, he was living his life. He enjoyed himself. You know, shout out to him. For people that don't know, I'm going to say happy Pride Month to him as well.
Period.
that's one of my closest friends, and yes, he's a brother to me. We treat him no different besides him being himself. And a lot of people respect us for that because we don't push him aside or nothing like
y'all
that.
Y'all don't judge y'all friend group. Love that for y'all. No,
we don't. We don't. We judge, but not actual judging right. against
y'all
each other.
Y'all don't make it uncomfortable.
Yeah,
y'all,
we don't make it uncomfortable or nothing like that. So, yeah. Shout out to them. But for my put me on, I'm not explaining them.
Okay. Oh, you got another fortune cookie?
I got Tree.
You got Tree in them?
I got
Wagwan
Tree.
Delilah.
I got Tree.
Wagwan.
Hit
the Wagwan with the Wagwans.
I'm not doing that.
With
I'm
the Wagwan in.
One of them is take time to relax, especially when you don't have time for it.
Period. Use your PTO. I'll explain. Use your PTO, your vacation, your fucking whatever time you got, use that bitch. Because if you die, guess what they're going to do? Replace you.
Yep.
That's it. They're going to replace you. So if you feel like you don't want to fuck work today, fuck it. If you got the time, go. And if you don't got the time, then take a lot of breaks. Go to the bathroom. That's how you get it. If you struggling, I'm going to give you a cheat code. You struggling and you need to go to work and you can't afford to take off, take a lot of bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
They cannot tell you not to use the bathroom.
That's a fact.
There you go.
Oh, shit. I'm over here dropping shit.
Uh-oh.
Next one. Express love in the language that brings you and others joy.
Period.
And last but not least, don't hesitate to take control and push things in the right direction.
Control.
That'll be my put me on for the day, y'all. Now I hope I'm y'all take those advice that we give y'all. Take it in some good way. Hope it helps y'all solve whatever needs to solve.
You should make this a thing.
I am. I'm going to start making it a thing. Because I also do tell myself quotes and I give quotes to some people that, you know, if they share something with me, I share something back with them.
Oh, you got quotes now?
Yeah, I just be reading stuff. You know,
you the quote master?
I won't call myself the quote master, but if I see something in the street,
I asked you for a caption like 2 years ago.
Like
you was
that,
never giving me that shit. But heard
that's
you.
A caption,
which is what a quote.
No. I gotta go with what you want in the picture. If it gotta match the picture,
people
or the
don't match that shit.
Picture.
People don't match that shit.
Man, listen, it gotta go with the vibe.
People don't match that shit neither.
Listen, my captions match my vibes and my pictures, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
People post a chicken wing and be like, "Every day my mother had to struggle." Like, what the fuck is
dumb.
We talking about? It don't match. It don't match.
I'm not one of these people. But, yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought
what,
I was
this
finished.
Is what done, though.
That's what the quote said.
I hope y'all enjoy these little quotes I be giving and the little advice we usually give.
Especially that first one. Fuck all that shit. Fuck them jobs. Fuck all them shit.
Facts. Prepare to others, man. Prepare to others.
Prepare to others.
And for real. Be all.
Listen, I love you guys. Make sure y'all follow us. I am Miss True Says on social medias. He is Blaze, BLAZZE _. Make sure you follow NBT Radio. I'm going to really promote NBT Radio because we got to get them numbers up. But NBT Radio on Instagram as well,
it's
too.
It's the page, bro.
Listen, it's Instagram. You got to pay for algorithms
it's
and bullshit.
Instagram,
shit.
Man.
Just,
they be on some fuckery.
I'd rather just post on my page than anything else. But anyway, also hit the Linktree. Linktree has links to everything. So all our platforms plus our playlist that we need to do. Maybe next week we'll do an updated playlist for you guys, maybe for the summer or something like that or whatever, or, you know, early summer. As well, also, put positivity in the air. Shout out to the man upstairs. We had a little chat the other day. It was a good chat. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to speak to the man upstairs. Also, you know what I'm saying? Be positive. Put out the energy that you want to put into the world. We love you guys. We will see you guys next week. Peace and blessings.
Deuces. Bye. Oh, love,
you want to report on what the truth is? Raw and intrusive. Exclusive. My two senses. Long for the nuisance. The periodicals. I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tenfold. I render. My thoughts to the game. My mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily one.